The highest land on Saxis is 8 feet. Highest land on Tangier is 5.5, and the highest land on Smith is 4.5. Sea level's rising at 1.5 feet every 100 years. Do the math.
M.K. Miles is a retired civil engineer who grew up on Saxis. He remembers the damage from past storms, but Hurricane Sandy was a game changer. Small towns like Saxis and Tangier don't have the millions of dollars needed to match state and federal aid to build seawalls and other structures needed to be more resilient. With rising seas and more frequent storms, Saxis residents have become proactive. At the entrance to the town pier are two starkly different ways being taken to stem erosion. One, an experimental artificial reef of concrete and oyster shells. More than a dozen of them stand guard in the harbor parallel to the shore. On the shoreline next to the pier is a homegrown version, a massive jumbled pile of concrete and brick stairs and foundations a homeowner has used in an effort to protect his shoreline.
The guy here that owns all this land, he just, anything you got that's concrete or stone, just go dump it in my yard. See that?
Wow.
Well, he's right on the front line. During Sandy, man, he's taking it hard.
After Sandy, people's homes were flooded. A boat blocked the road to the mainland, and the harbor needed dredging for watermen to access the bay. Mayor Denise Drewer is still thankful for the federal funds they were given.
If it hadn't been for Sandy, we might not have got the harbor redredged and disposal area rebuilt.
That's exactly right. We wouldn't have, because there wouldn't have been any money for it. So we lucked out there. We've lucked out in a lot of little different ways due to Sandy.
Still, Saxis is on a lot of wait lists to fix the main road, remedy drainage problems, and protect their shoreline. And while they did receive Sandy money, 10 homes on Saxis and in neighboring towns remain on a FEMA wait list to have their houses raised.
In my personal opinion, they're really not going to fund any of that until we have another disaster and there's new money about, and then those 10 houses would probably be the first one raised, and then perhaps they'd let us add 10 more.
Donna Krauscher, a Pennsylvanian, spends much of her time at her vacation home on Saxis and has become the mayor's point person for resilience projects. 18 months ago, she signed the town up for RAFT, a collaboration of experts from University of Virginia, William & Mary, and Old Dominion University that provides towns with a scorecard to assess their resilience. Out of 100 points, Saxis scored a 54.
But the whole point of the score was to help point out the areas where improvement would help us help ourselves.
They also met with the State Department of Forestry to plant trees that will absorb stormwater that puddles after heavy rains. More importantly, Krauscher says, the town is on VDOT's list to fix the main road to Saxis by putting in larger culverts to deal with more frequent storms and heavier rains.
Any information that people come to us with, we're open-armed. There are funding opportunities out there that we consistently review and, you know, try to see if it might be options for us. We're all really rolling up our sleeves over this last 18 months chasing a lot of this.
As much as Hurricane Sandy was a wake-up call, it also showed Saxis that it wasn't practical waiting for another disaster to get the money needed to raise homes, dredge the harbor, and pay for the expensive solutions that allow them to become more resilient. And like their neighbors on Tangier Island, they know there's not much public support to spend millions to save small islands and towns from rising seas. From the town of Saxis, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.